I know that things might be getting cold, and to help us get ready for winter, we've got energy expert Roy Willis joining us this morning. Roy, thanks for sharing some time. Appreciate it.
And Bruce, glad to be with you.
So what we're going to, if we expect similar things to last year or even just a normal winter, what are some of the things we can think about now so that when winter rolls around, we're prepared?
Be prepared is the most important thing. We're advising propane consumers to buy early and stockpile propane in their tanks at their homes and businesses. The good news is buying early usually means that you're buying propane when prices are lowest. And then there's some recommendations that we offer in terms of improving efficiency in the home. Furnaces are critically important, obviously, for space heating, and there are a couple of steps that are certainly recommended. One is make certain that you are regularly changing the air filter. Dirty air filters can really affect the energy consumption in a furnace, and so clean those out or change them about once a month. Also, if you haven't had your furnace inspected and serviced by a trained technician in the last year or two, you might want to do that to make certain that the appliance will be servicing your needs during the winter and that you won't have to make a major repair or replacement when the weather's coldest. For safety, we also recommend two things. One, get a smoke detector and gas leak detector for the home. Those are really important safety steps. And then one of the mistakes that we see people make, especially when they have an all-electric home, is when the electricity should go down, as it often does with winter storms. Never bring your propane grill indoors, or for that matter, even a charcoal grill. Those appliances are made to use outdoors and can really create health and a risk indoors just simply through carbon monoxide emissions. So those safety tips, follow those, and you'll be in good shape for the winter.
Newer homes have programmable thermostats. Most old ones don't. How important are those new units?
Well, certainly they help manage energy costs as well or better than most other upgrades that you can make to your home energy systems. You certainly don't need to heat the home nearly as much when you're away at work or school than you do in the evenings when you're preparing for dinner and for bed. So programmable thermostat enables you to adjust the temperature based on the time of day in your home. And, you know, the good thing about them, once you set them, then you don't have to worry about doing it every day.
What is the state of the propane usage in the United States as far as new homes using them, the efficiency? Can you tell us about that?
Well, propane has been growing in the number of homes that use it for space heating. There are about 6 million homes nationwide that use propane, primarily those homes in rural parts of the country that are beyond the natural gas distribution system. And they're used for heating, cooking, hot water, clothes drying. So almost every major appliance in the home, you can use propane, and usually propane is more efficient than electricity, especially for water heating. We're seeing a great increase in consumer interest in what's called tankless water heaters, which provide water really on demand. You know, these big tank water heaters that we have, we're constantly using energy to heat and reheat the water in those tanks, even when we're not using it. The tankless water heaters literally are providing hot water on demand as it's needed and providing it at temperatures that are as equal to or better than we do with those big tanks.
Aside from the usage on a daily use, many people, I guess, are getting the propane related to a generator, knowing if the other power goes out, they can have something that still maintains some.
Oh, absolutely. Standby generators are increasingly in use by homes and businesses. You know, there's a electric power outage almost every day in this country somewhere. And consumers have a lot invested in just the food they have in their refrigerators and freezers, for instance. But also, you know, we have need for communication equipment. If you can't listen to the radio, you may not know what's going on in Cleveland, right? So that power, standby power, enables us to provide electricity primarily by generating it right in our own backyard.
You've been involved in the energy industry in one form or another for, you know, I guess it said 5 decades.
Yeah,
you know, obviously, if you look, have we changed through those 5 decades? Is there a different direction, or is it similar, the same, you know?
Oh, we're in the middle of an energy transition like I haven't seen in my time in this crazy energy world of ours. The United States is producing more energy from oil and natural gas than we have in generations. We're also deploying more renewable solar and wind power. We're changing in terms of the way that we generate electricity. And I look at now, focused on the propane industry, we're producing 20% more propane this year than we did last year, and we've become one of the world's largest exporters of propane. So, we're in the middle of an energy transition like I haven't seen before, and we're picking up steam, so to speak, and I expect that the United States will be much more energy secure, and perhaps in my children's lifetime, we will not be dependent on imported oil.
If people want to find out more about the energy efficiency, getting ready for winter, propane, that sort of thing, what's a good place, Roy, for them to check out?
Well, you can go to propanecomfort.com. There's a little survey there that will help you determine whether or not you you need to make arrangements to buy propane from a local propane supplier. In addition to that, there's a short video which will walk you through energy efficiency steps for each major appliance in the home.
Sounds good, Roy Willis. Thanks for sharing the energy information with us. Appreciate it. And hopefully we got people reminded, oh, yeah, I got to get that tank filled before the winter months hit. I appreciate it.
I say we all need to be Boy Scouts and go with the motto, be prepared.
Be prepared. Thanks, very good.
Bruce.
Thanks, Roy. Roy Willis, energy expert, joining us this morning here at WEOL.